Okay, and yeah, congratulations again. And yeah, I'm not liking the direction these radio companies are taking, but it's business, so where they sell you everything for a high price, you know, and they put all these features in it, APRS, and able to use an ATOS antenna, which is a mobile, usually used as a mobile antenna, and then you got to buy the extra pieces to make those work. And they start doing that with the mobile radios. They sell you the radio, but no mount. You got to buy the mount separate or something, you know. Yeah, it's a little weird how they're doing it now. I'm not a big fan of it, but it is what it is. I'm glad you found a cheaper way to do it. And I agree, if it's sticking off the radio, yeah, that's for a portable radio, that's probably a no-go. But all right, Hayden. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and enjoy that radio. Look forward to hearing you on it more. And maybe we'll make a contact sometime on HF. All right, next on the list, KD9PYT. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
It's KD9PYT, Rob in Walkerton. Nothing in particular for the net. I wanted to thank Rich again for having that guest speaker at the meeting. That was really interesting. I feel sorry for him having so few people working that they're working extra hours there. I did post an image, satellite image of the area around the lighthouse there. I'm not familiar with that area, so looks to me like you got to go across the bridge, bear to the right, and then bear to the left, and that gets you back to the lighthouse. And I was just wondering if there's a better time, like afternoon or whatever, to make it. I don't have a lot of time to spend there, but might want to certainly get over there. Back to you, Net Control.
Oh, yeah, we'll refer to John, but I'm sure any time throughout the day or night, weather permitting, somebody will be there. K9PGC, would you like to comment, John?
All right, it's K9PGC. Well, good time, that's always hard to figure. because we're at such a mercy of the bands. But if we have enough interest around dinner time, we'll order pizza. You know, so you can always keep that in mind. You know, late afternoon. Like I said, I can't really say because I'm setting up at 8 o'clock and we're usually on the air shortly after that, so like 9 o'clock. I don't know how the rest of the people are coming in. And, you know, when in doubt, I guess pick up noontime. You know, there's, like I said, it's really hard to say how people come and go and then how the bands work. And, but if you're looking, you know, if you're looking for something specific, I'd say come by in the evening. And, you know, everything should work out fine, you know, the more I'm thinking about it. And we'll get you on the air one way or another. If you want to hang out and socialize, that's fine. But, you know, knowing that, you know, no one's set on a schedule to say, hey, John, I'm going to be there at 10 o'clock or whatever, you know. How everyone rolls in, it's, like I said, it's really hard to guess. And I babbled a little bit, and I apologize for that. But when in doubt, hey, come by the dinner bell. This is K9PGC.
Okay, John. And you're going to be there potentially all night, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, that's what I thought. So there you go, Rob. Weather permitting, he might even be sleeping there. So that leaves a very large window for you to show up when you are, when you have time. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, for sure. I just wanted to get a feel for it. And I'm thinking right now, I think like they're talking about it getting hot again. So late afternoon, early evening might be a good time to show up over there, at least from the weather perspective, assuming no storms, of course. But yeah, that answered my question. Back to you, Net Control, KD9PYT.